This episode of The Fix has been made possible with support from the Wealthy Her Network, established to champion the diversity of women's wealth with the end goal of better servicing female investors and returning a greater impact for the benefit of everyone.
I've always been a person that takes opportunities without thinking. I think you have to take advantage of what the world, what life is giving you, and make the best of it. I'm never scared to say yes to things that are going to need a lot of work and a lot of passion or a lot of creativity, because I always think, what's the worst that could happen? We're not doing brain surgery here.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Sofia Vergara, the actress known for her role on the ABC television show Modern Family, is also an entrepreneur, having recently launched a new shapewear product through her underwear company, Ebby, with co-founder Renata Black. The business venture aims to reposition underwear as a tool for women's empowerment, with 10% of sales proceeds going to the 7 Bar Foundation, which supports women out of poverty and into business by providing them with access to microfinance. These are small loans to low-income individuals or groups who would otherwise not have access to financial support. Microfinance is an extremely important tool for economically empowering women and lifting entire communities out of poverty. Since women are often amongst the most vulnerable and poorest members of low-income societies, and given that 68% of global microfinance customers are women, it's no surprise that there are obvious economic and social benefits to involve women in microfinance programs. It's for this reason that ventures like Ebby are so important. On this episode, Sofia and Renata will share why their venture matters and the real impact businesses can have when they give back.
I ended up going in the entertainment business because it was just work for me. I got the opportunity to, you know, earn a living by doing that, by being a personality, a TV host, then years later, an actress.
As of 2018, Sofia Vergara remains the highest paid actress on television, thanks to her salary and a number of endorsements, as well as lucrative licensing deals. Despite her fame, Sofia's career ambition was largely driven out of a desire to provide for her family.
You know, my main goal was never being famous or anything like that. I was not even, you know, a trained actress or anything. My main goal was always make a living for myself, for my son. I was a single mother. I had, you know, a hard situation in Colombia with my family when my brother got killed. So I also had to support a big batch of my family or a big, you know, number of my family members. So it was always about making a living. And, you know, I've been so lucky because, you know, I've always gotten opportunity after opportunity, and I cannot complain. You know, I was able to do also the acting, but also get into businesses now, you know, be part of a business like Ebby that I had been looking for a long time, because it's not just an endorsement. It's a business where I can make money for myself and help empower and help other women in the world, you know, to create their own income. So, you know, it was very exciting for me when I met Renata and found Ebby.
Over the years, Sofia has tried not to rely on her acting career alone, but instead has worked hard to become a successful businesswoman in her own right.
I've always been a person that takes opportunities without thinking. I think you have to take advantage of what the world, what life is giving you, and make the best of it. I'm never scared to say yes to things that are going to need a lot of work and a lot of passion or a lot of creativity, because I always think, what's the worst that could happen? We're not doing brain surgery here. So I always think it's good not to be afraid of taking opportunities and learning and trying to do more all the time. So maybe that's it.
Sofia has had a series of businesses going back decades, often addressing social issues that are close to her heart. The latest is an underwear subscription service called Ebby. The company delivers women's underwear, and 10% of the net sales go towards microfinance loans for female business owners. Here, her business partner, Renata Black, shares more about the venture.
My original background is in microfinance. I'm sure you're familiar with Muhammad Yunus, who started microfinance in 1979. I actually studied under him in 2005, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007, and really was just taken by the fact that with a very small loan, you can help a woman start her own business. And similar to how Sophia has been able to become the woman that she is through business, that's the way that has been proven the most sustainable way to impact women. And so one thing is to be able to empower women through business, but if you don't have a consistent revenue stream, then we're just going to be dependent on donations. And we all know that there's not enough funds in the world to alleviate the problems of the world. And so the thought behind Ebby was, how can we create the most killer product? Because as Sophia always says, the product is the star. How can we create the most killer product and enable women to empower other women with the one decision they make every morning, which is the underwear that you make? And so that was really the thought behind it. And I myself had experienced microfinance, not only empower women to start their own businesses, but how it broke the cycle of poverty for their children. So that's really the thought process behind Ebby. And today we've empowered over 1,000 women in our first year. And it's really because of the support that we have of our co-founder, Sophia, who amplifies this message and has enabled women to be like, hey, you could wear underwear, but you could also make a decision to wear the best underwear and empower women. So that's what makes it really exciting.
To date, Ebby has provided over 1,256 microfinance loans to women around the world. Here, Sophia shares why this cause matters so much to her.
Actually, I met the underwear before I met Renata, because I believe, like Renata said, that the product is the star of the show. And then I was looking for a different business. And when I figured out what Renata had already created with the microfinance, it was like, I'm like, this is perfect. This is what I wanted. This is something that is not only for me to make money, but it's like, I'm going to actually be helping other women all over the world that needs to make a living for themselves. So it was like fantastic. And I told her to send me the underwear before even meeting her, because I wanted to know that the product was something amazing. And I was very impressed with the underwear. And then I met Renata and everything that she was, you know, planning, and the way she was planning to grow with the company. And it was like the perfect combination for me to join her in this venture. As a celebrity, you know, I endorse many things, but it's hard to find things that you really identify with, that you want to work with people, and that it's a cause that really interests you. And for me to help women in countries like my country, like Colombia, it's super exciting. It makes me really proud. It makes me, you know, excited for the company to grow and do more things so that we are able to help more people. Like, actually, it's one of the projects that I don't see anymore as a business for me, but, you know, just to help them and to be able to help Renata do what she does best, which is helping this woman with the microfinancing.
Women's financial inclusion has significantly contributed to female empowerment by giving women additional income earning opportunities, increasing their independence, and improving their status both within their families and the broader communities. Sophia's focus on empowering women in this way is shared by Renata, who explains why businesses need to pay it forward.
I think right now it's something that's, you know, very on trend, but I think Ebby is something that is a functional company that is enabling women to have a huge impact with just a very small action, which is the underwear that you purchase. And if it's not us doing something, then who's going to do something? And so when you think about what is the best use of my life, it's hard for us to move to India and start programs, but what we can do is do the things that we love to do and the things that we know how to do really, really well. And so in order for us to use our skills and live the life that we want to live, because we shouldn't have to sacrifice our lives and still have an impact, I think that that's the highest luxury. I think there's nothing better than that. And it's not easy to do, because everybody would do it, but Sophia, being the co-founder of Ebby, we've been really able to accomplish that, and it's a huge feat.
Women are a good investment. Studies show that women in poor, rural regions are more reliable borrowers of credit than men. Additionally, women tend to invest in sectors that improve their family's welfare, such as education and healthcare. Here, Sophia shares the broader impact she hopes microfinancing will have.
I think the most important thing is that with doing so little and spending so little, you can help someone so much. We don't like understand the reach that the microfinancing can do in those countries. I mean, here in the United States, it wouldn't do anything. But in those countries, you actually can change not only the life of the woman, but usually the woman takes care of the kids and medication and medical things. And actually, they can change the whole future of the family. So it is a great, great thing to be able to be part of.
While microfinancing is a major focus for the organization, Renata says it's only made possible because of their commitment to product development. Here she shares what goes into making the products at EBI.
What's really interesting about working with Sophia is that she knows her customers so well, and she has such an amazing eye. So we have a ton of insight so that we can create products for her. So, for example, with the launch of Comfort Shape, which is what we're launching now, Sophia and I were on a photo shoot, and she, you know, even like on thin girls or full figure girls, we're all size inclusive. She's like, what about, you know, when women's bulging, like maybe we could use the technology from the underwear, because we use the technology on our existing underwear to prevent sliding and riding. She's like, what if we use that technology to provide shaping and support? And I was like, you know what? That's brilliant, because I knew from talking to our customers that women were so tired of shapewear, and they really associated looking beautiful with suffering. And I'm like, but that's not the woman today. She wants to look beautiful and she wants to be comfortable. And the one principle that Sophia and I, we stood by with Ebby and everything we do, is about comfort. And so I took that idea, which was Sophia's idea, and then we went and we did over 9 months of just testing and testing and fitting, and we came out with the most unbelievable product called Comfort Shape, which is really revolutionizing shapewear. So I think that Sophia just has a natural eye to what is an extension of who she is, which is style, which is comfort, which is products from all the different kind of companies that she has. I think she just has that connection to her customers. So I think that's what makes it really, really special.
Finally, Sophia shares her advice for women entrepreneurs.
Some of the best things that have happened to me was because I've always, you know, there without any preconception of things or expectations, just doing the best that I can do and just putting yourself out there without being scared of failing. I think that's the most important thing. Be there. Don't be already, oh, because I'm a woman, oh, because I'm older, oh, because I'm white, or because I'm Latin. It's like, no, just don't think about it. If you're good at what you're doing, if you believe in what you're doing, it's going to happen no matter what. I mean, it might take a lot of effort if you are all of those things, that you're, you know, Latin, or that you're a woman, or that you're older, but it's going to happen if you put the effort and the will. You have to prepare yourself, you know, be prepared, and then you're going to do the best that you can do. And I think the most important thing is always to keep in mind that if you tried, you gave your best. You know, it's like with everything, not just like in business, like in raising your kids. Nobody's going to be perfect. Nobody's going to know all the answers. But if you prepare yourself and did the best that you could, even if when things go bad, you're not going to be blaming yourself. You're going to know you did your best. So I think that's super important.
It was so great to speak with Sophia and Renata and understand how their business is providing women with economic empowerment. The benefits of microfinance extend beyond small loans, as business owners create jobs, trade, and overall economic improvement within entire communities. Empowering women in particular leads to more stability and prosperity for families. This is why it's so important to think about the power of your wallet and the purchasing decisions you make, no matter how small. In today's Wealthy Her Weekly Fix, we're joined by Gabrielle Branson, Deputy Group CEO at Klein Maude Hambros and a member of the Wealthy Her Network. Here, Gabrielle shares her fix.
My name is Gabrielle Branson. I'm the Deputy CEO for Klein Maude Hambros. I'm a member of the Board of Directors and I attend many formal meetings. I know it can be quite challenging to get your voice heard, even when your voice is most welcome. So I'd like to share a small collection of fixes that I feel might help. Most importantly, assume an air of confidence. Remember, you've been invited to the meeting because your thoughts and opinions are important and your personal contribution is wanted. So take a deep breath, make yourself smile, and walk tall into the meeting. You will look confident even if you do not feel it. Greet the chairperson, it will keep you in their mind. Take a seat at the table, ideally opposite a friendly face you know. Do not be tempted to sit in a corner and take a back row seat. It is much easier to be heard if you are visible. Remember, getting your voice heard is not just about speaking loudly enough, although that does help. Body language is very important. Lean slightly forward, make eye contact, and smile as you speak. This will help carry your words positively to your audience. If you attend by telephone, make sure you announce yourself on the line and that the chair also acknowledges your presence. If you know in advance you'd like to comment on individual agenda items, make the chair aware before the meeting so that they can ensure you will have the appropriate opportunities to contribute. Finally, try to relax and enjoy. This will project confidence to others and you'll find yourself feeling much more confident and in control. I hope this helps, and try to enjoy.
I really hope you all enjoyed our episode today. If you haven't already, please sign up to our podcast newsletter at thefixpodcast.org. You can also follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or Podbean, or wherever you get yours. Thanks again for tuning in, guys, and I'll catch you all again next week.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.